The for-profit hospital system, Steward Healthcare, plans to send patients with COVID-19 to a special treatment center where they won't risk infecting other patients. WBUR's Angus Chen reports this morning it's building what it calls the first in the nation COVID-19 treatment center at Kearney Hospital in Dorchester.
Kearney Hospital is looking to retrofit unused rooms with special equipment to treat COVID-19. They're making sure there's a sealed-off hallway with spaces for staff to put on protective gear. At the moment, the unit has just 11 beds, but that could change. Dr. Joe Weinstein is the chief medical officer of Steward Healthcare, which owns Kearney Hospital.
The 11-bed unit is just a start. Remember that we do have the ability and capacity to increase by opening up additional units at Kearney Hospital.
Weinstein says the new coronavirus treatment center will help doctors care for COVID-19 patients in a safer environment. Each of the rooms is engineered to prevent air and the virus from escaping to other parts of the hospital.
I think we're trying to gear up for a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. We're looking at improving the quality of care and trying to minimize the risk of transmission of the virus to other people.
Steward is also transferring safety gear and some doctors from its other Massachusetts hospitals.
We're prepared for the worst and hoping for the best.
Health professionals think the worst might look something like the epidemic in Italy, where over 30,000 people have been infected with the coronavirus and over 2,500 have died.
If in fact our situation turns into the situation that's in Italy, we're going to need a lot more beds.
Bill Walczak is Kearney Hospital's former president. He says if that happens in Boston, designating COVID-19 treatment centers at places like Kearney could be vital.
There's lots of space inside the Kearney Hospital to retrofit for people that need hospitalization because of COVID-19.
Walczak says Kearney Hospital is in a particularly good position to do this. He says the hospital used to have hundreds more beds than it has today. So there's plenty of space that could be equipped to house COVID-19 patients if necessary. And Walczak says it could be a good move for Kearney's bottom line. Its owner, Steward Healthcare, closed nearby Quincy Medical Center in 2014. And Kearney has struggled financially in the past as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.